Ik kom niet normaal gebeurd. Paragang. Als je circa een nodig jaar vindt dat het op de eerste sponsor van de collection dat was published last year onder de Black Bridge van Fem Brittendorf. The title comes from the Black Bridge, which is down there beside the University of Limerick. It's where I grew up and I've lived almost all my life around that area. So, yeah, me ask waiting here with those, Fendrihidov. Drehna shunna Fendrihidov, Arthur Cloch is searing mars, Arthur Haring Kappel take her thra, last year's goes limnach classic. Chanson got heaked, Chanel Namar, a tart of vocalist with them tarna, and both their behish sleeps of yaw, a riot in the knee of Willem Flassy. Cassin a tearscriff when Rehidov, a wine was killed in a lee, a whore of a dynamic book a heart, a lee con grinnin the scattery. Kena a lee alien of scattered evenish on Nina Tashin to Max and Arriga, whose cable hit the Willem fell of the hammer. Na na tíosca fi ar hachta gach arig. Lína na lá nún fain rithidob i dim ar óg dangan bérfa rúgó sín bécha choréis agus focal úha da chéla. Bérdu go diogad ís ar eisha rís chiúna sa baile níg mi mach na bárstu an fain sean rá ein siúha úr nás focrog William Plasi. And in English, just it's about the passage of time, and some things have changed, some things that don't. But you have still have the Black Bridge there the whole time. Under the Black Bridge. Under the Black Bridge, the Shannon flows past ancient stone and ironwork, where once broad horses towed their loads to the hungry mouth of Limerick. And sometimes their old barging men might slake their thirst at the waterside inn, dreaming of nothing very much, as their gaze found rest on Plassy's mill. Under the Black Bridge, the angler cast his hook beyond the dumping swans, in search of fat salmon wriggling paths on their path to spawn. Though currents change and drifting nets have cut the run to a paltry few, and though the mill has crumbled two times steps, each spring the fisherman's rights renews. Under the Black Bridge two lovers lie, with hearts aflame for each other. When to the queue of the herons cry, they pledge a life together. Perhaps someday they will return, children raised and house now still, to recreate those planting birth beneath the ruins of Plassy's Mill. The Kaishan Goni Sassana, like I said, is over in London, I guess, be Connie or May Luton. Anna Yelma could be on Picker Downs, and on some, like I said, be Shannon on a be in Luton, Lishna Blanta, because shot down even forward. This is just a poem about, I lived one time in Luton, there, I suppose, 25 years ago. That of immigration. And there was an older generation that went over there in the 50s, and this is just a poem about them anyway. So, by Lord Luton, the sound of this wailing. In a he of a stone Sahonia, laugh grammar health young the lama, need laugh father to garla. Joriella, the Luton or Mayamor, the road I am of your hoyamor, with dull or holler, tarhar. Crown the helm and regular hish that was corolla fucking in some brush, so the villain and tuss there were reach. Ach me full arm of a davin, or into a quigger got pubbin, swing the fair and art walkish. This is barely a python rod. His only stool at the end of the bar, sucking a slow pint of beer after a long day's work on the site. Another of Luton's solitary men, raising the what, where and when, before he heads to his bedside for the night. Ask him a question, he'll answer with a nod, and sometimes add a spoken word. then return to the company of his own. But there must be times when he dreams of what might have been, and times when he thinks of home. This is a poem actually about my mother. She's, for the past year or two now, she's, dementia has been taking hold of her, and it's just, it's that loss of connection that comes with dementia. So it's a tea that you play up is telling it the girl that's wearing. Ta tea the glaeach rot, ni fiad lef fanacht, ta taring tro laad ors the narag amacht, orlach I need warlach, clwdi yn y chio, swynt is cwymi, I cael ta gwydiog. Ac ysfyrdd oedd yn ffgwynaf, ar yn dyna fi awn, sy'n o'r hosnig pwr ffab yn ddysgu dy lein. Sgwyn yn ffos, gwyf ffisro gach la, e gwn i y glorg, nôch dys gydrar. Ac yn eis, ac ac chesht yn y hoed. Angen sgar dy darwt o gwyt. Cael ta yn aedid, o'r hiogi dy tawn, ys gach glorg dom, sy'n o'r hasd I chiawn. And in English, the tide is calling, isn't it? The tide is calling, you're brought away. No rope can hold you from the pull of the sea. It's inch by inch, you edge into the mist, and another landmark behind you ceases to exist. Yet I can see, as clearly as before, you started to drift from memory's shore. And I remember times when we could connect. When you be eager for news, for what happens next. You don't ask any more, your curiosity lost, as faces become shadows and names are forgot. What will be left? What happens to you? When I too have faded from your view. It's the first poem I ever wrote, actually. Focal da rota, a temetire of squaring. It's done in a yard now. Corati na yenis, le dina mohail, focal na hulus, sonaragat or a sail. Dish na chylus, from kangalish and snar. It's my yotte hain na corlish, solin metal or uncoma. English is passing on, I call it. There are people I should have talked to before they passed away. Bedsides I should have stopped by to hear what they might say. And somehow from those words, a thread might be made so that I might pass it on before I too am called away. Donna Tharsa that had the council, he go lower the left. Ben, Maher, Karas, Kaleen, Balele, Hele, Tashi, Donat, the Corum, Gra, Dotus, Avrunda, Kaka, Havn, Kuwait. It's more than Eshta, it's more than Fairkind, and it's more than a Dinahena Eshkind. Ik tak de macht tri genieves tri osne, ar hobar ba mar einse ischne. Bein as lach idaro, le de roge stu gaire, no ik futa le de speer ki kish dit hul, mai le narde. Du kof rona un, roing in goni, fiun no de liena tulach art. Mehen de rom, stu me vela, le driach bein, da chul ruder. In English, it's in your company's name, but it's personal poem, this one. Woman, lady, girl, and mother, shades of all you bring together, to care, to love, to fascinate, to shine a light on all you meet. I love to watch I love to listen, and I love to see the person emerge through action, gesture, and sigh. Warmth, a fount of warmth and sympathy. The hint of chocolate in your voice, a curl of mischief as you smile. Your eyebrows arched over all that passes, the way you fiddle with your glasses. Always there to share the load, even when your cares are more. Life's aches fade as you charm me with the magic of your company. This one is in English only, it's Emotion 17. Second glimpse of paradise in England. You call me from a distance, across a sea of happenstance, washed me up on a tongue-tied shore, and left me there to search for more, and all it took was your sideways look. Your inhibition from me shook, and before I had realized, I'd stumbled into paradise. Into your arms I fell, and there forever I longed to dwell, amidst your scent, your sound, your touch, everything about you I love so much. Pushed and pulled by blind desire, I grasped the embrace of passion's fire, and drunk was I, as I imbibed, the heady draught of paradise. Then a restless voice whispered to me, don't stop here, there's more to see. Look around before your ties, the time for commitment has yet to arrive. And thinking I could have it both ways, I stepped for a moment through the gate. I released your hand, and for my pride, I was locked out of paradise. It hit me like a runaway train when I knew I couldn't get back in again. And while time's passing dulled the pain, the rift I'd opened was beyond repair. There were other gardens who shone their light, but none of them was ever so bright as the flame that kept on burning inside to remind me of what was paradise. Decades came, decades went, the hollow of loss began to relent as fires died down in passion's grate and life wound down to a more leisurely pace. And then one day, as I passed by, in a momentary parting, there caught my eye, through the foliage of time, a second glimpse of paradise. There it stood in all its glory, its form and beauty blazing before me, and under a tree I saw you sit down, a furrow of sorrow etched on your brow. I tried to reach in, I tried to call out, but I know you couldn't hear my shout. A sight and sound from outside dies when the gates close around paradise. And as I was about to walk away, I thought I saw you come my way. Before an errant gust of wind caused the branches to close in again, and suddenly the vision broke. As from the dream of you I woke, it could never be real. I realized that moment again by paradise. With sadness rushing through my veins, I rose to face another day. With that short visit back to my youth, found among the eights and heart truths senses I thought were gone from me, as I lived again the memory, the happiness that from my heart did cry, when once I held you in paradise. Dan Gallant has become so urgent in heaven there. Fendemachian. Urgenta is a green titan mohin banan, a shawl it seemed. Urgenta fen borgat us not, three den eiche, patient the rock. Urgenta ig devon de, tatan dish of ashen ale. Ak degena, in a solus cone. Who will throw him a hoy? In English, it's sometimes in English. Sometimes, when the light is low, I feel your spirit through me flow. Sometimes, as evening falls, I hear the music of your call. Sometimes, when my day is done, the vision of you to my mind will come. But most times, I keep the night at bay because I must accept that you've gone away. Clonie of Finn Dame, like you. It's Queenlam, the Senwood. Lanceau. So. Then all just died behind the river. It's Queenlam, Ian Fogg. We're real talk in the stage and all. And we hit Kiana Cook and Talib. And it's hit to a stack more. It's Queenlam, Ian Fogg. It's Shul of Roganos. Quishlar Greeley Kayla. There's got shave equipment for clothes. It's Queenlam, Vehigash, the Plishing London with the Ra. Come a 50 in the bottle, and that has asked the raw. It's Queenlam Madden, sorry, the road fair hollis in the grain. But a lach of an oath, like for Nachlam, I wish an air. This is Queenlam, an eager gearing, nor a door to a wrong or heart. To a blast my yaw of force and veil, stood dull, dull as a mark. It's Queenlam. It's more as Queen of Air. That's the other I remember. I remember a soft black night when the sky was sparkled by stars and one of them fell to earth and it fell into my arms. I remember we walked the bank on an evening cool and clear. Our hearts were beating together. The warm was tickling my ear. I remember the pleasure I felt when you burst with things to say. It wasn't so much what they were about, it was just how much you cared. I remember a summer's morning, the sunlight's dance on your hair, your woman's scent catching my breath and staying with me through the day. And then I remember that winter's eve when you said you wanted no more. I can still taste the salt of my tears as you walked out through the door. I remember it all so well. It's Daniel Finn, Kirin the Chrath and Matthias. Talking in the Nile in the Roher is stuck in Oigoch. An clasraich chuine bhócha an is dóil do go bhfuil sé thart. Ach ní féidir leis land a rúd dhéanamh, tá praib an dóchas beo fós ag bliman a reis gan roha gan ligan dó éan was. Fannig sé san íhe néanar ag feheh ar hólaigh de scá, i meas na smaointe fit a fúilte tá scapis dig in a bheall. Chiib sé tach le céile, crocht agus a scáil agus dridigh sé fóna hiachana I stafi o wot Sean o'n ysgahan. Si stael a dawn. Ag na gweini, lenig si eisning a gra, har said si gala fashion, har oren di gael a chra. Agus e ag tachting ar di, gleg si a hanem o reis, ag nore hinting si a la o machoi, I moig si la a gasraeach. Piesg ag Sean o'n a heibl, mwfer gatsol a dawn, Cryffon yn talwf fe'n eich hosau slwg ffwr yn rwndo as i llawn. Higgin si ego mar y gen i ego ni. Wyd si effe glas i milyn y chro. Ac o'r rifad ni si ysgydo fe hon. Na mar eich ffeirch yn y revealing y lawn. Mae'n ddeol y prison of hen o'r mewn. His chest would heave at the intake of the breath that fans his heart to quench the embers of remembrance because he knows she's not coming back. But he never will fully extinguish the futile flickers of hope. They'll flare up again without warning those dreams that won't leave him alone. So he'll wait in the silence for a shadow to drift in with the black wisps of night and descend on the jumble of memories that are strewn in the scrapyard of his mind. He watched shade and form come together to fill out the volume of life and then he'd step into the chamber of illusions in search of a happier time. He'd follow the images that leads him down the stairway of memory's trail. He'd blink as the highlights flash past him. He'd leap over the moments of pain. He'd call out her name as he nears her and for a moment he'd believe she has heard. But when he reaches his hand out to touch her, all trace of her will disappear. The chamber will splinter around him. The light will explode and expire. His head will rumble to the tremors as the dream is sucked from his mind. He knows it would always end so. He has become the prisoner of pain. But still, he finds it easier than facing the real world again. Then McKenna of course, Tá chuam a stór a bhean an lénta, fi lorim a rís o hobar a chuíne, a graim am an áf a tis lím a fachlin, le maig i cwymil dyr bíne do crachin. Tórnó am edd o wandam, hwn i sgeir di da ancient, íroch di ienaf, clwndog o'r iesiw. Bied o gwrw o chaine, go bwyd si ar roi iena, a cwini gyr na hwrn te, smwyd yn ahas i chefa. Sia, mae'n ei glai egan, sgan ffaith ffog yn y ro, o'r llat ysgo fain sôd astor o'r stred, ach i gynnawn gena, i rhwyd i sgwm des, a fydd yn nhw cwlwyd o'r cwnffil o'r dyrell. Nid o'r fawr y gwaith egdoring, fi gach ffogwyd siar o'r dwmt i stig o'n ingi, ar adlach o'r galef, Na ligaf tracht yn eir o abwrt y fasna sy'n ffog yn y hawrs fe chwn y sahari das. Ie'r un ys i'n eir, dy iarch a'i hysgyd, fi ys roi hwgar yn ystod hen o'r hwsyn. Ac stig yn ymwys sganlis yn ala, a hannig o'r das yn y den o fy named ein. Ach, men y dam yn ymwg, ar sôn y bas di y dŵr yma, ac yn ig an y macht, Mi'r ffynacht o'n yng Nghymru. Nw fwy'n ffos sy'n sôn, sy'n y fad yn pwgwyd diw. Gwbwy'n o ha ar yn ahas, tra nhw'n y fi yma yn rha. In English, it's before I got the card, it was. Come to me, my love, across 100,000 dreams, feeling that pit of distance that's grown between us over the years. Hold my hand just one more time and let me see your smile. Feel your breath upon my neck and your body pressed to mine. Grant me that one last moment to let me say my piece. I know it won't be much too late when all I've caused is grief, but we've been joined for most a lifetime. It can't have all been bad. Can you remember those occasions when together the joy we had? Maybe the boredom got to me when we ran out of things to say, and I thought a bit of variety would brighten up my day. But I also think by that stage we were putting up a wall, edging back from contact when all I wanted was talk. We never got to argue, we just let everything drift, bottled it up inside us, afraid of the spoken rift that would paint us into corners and fill our mind with doubt about how to retract the wrong word. About how to figure it out. I realise now I didn't try to see your point of view. I was more concerned with being right than how it mattered to you, and I know the hurt I caused you when I acted like a fool. But I just wanted to get your notice. I never meant to be cruel. So we carried on the pretense. We say it's for the children's sake. And now that they have gone their ways, we have no reason to stay. Could we make that one last effort before you decide to go? Could we think again of what we shared when we were lovers long ago? Begin doma a gona sôs agos gynnu a hwrt o'r rhesl aile. Slan y trwy'r flin yn tenna me tair. Sieff ni'n effaith heltid o'r clywdig, tôr yn effaith glasig oed, Lor fi yn ddwy gyda rwyt i chwrdd i mi sbyn bod sy'n sawn gofyn diolch di gwydach o. Ac ni le tain da'n ffos i cael ei mig na blynta i gi dw tas gydwch ys. Dros glirs y papur yr fagyn, dyn o'r ielon o'ch yn hyr, srach i ac yn diar o'r morgha, sy'n o'ch hachys iad er le heiaf. Litrica, pianina, fasnesi, a lehen i y cron o'r hys, ar amelach wedi yn omnod tympala, i ddim o'ch o'n gwsir i. Dead i'n cwydach o'ch yn medd, o'r chwyne o'r sêm ar y fi, ac ta dyrwyr nis dres tarant ar yng Ngabod ddyl Sinda ma'n hyn. Ca mi argus nhw os ma hor, ys fedd yn cwlwb yn fwy, bog o'r mach trid dorys, ys cas y glas yr rhi o'r gyflir. Yn un ymwys, gwbaid tortillas yn ymwys, ys dros, ys, I'm me on self-employed, like not that I an office is I can never get. I had to move back to the house anyway, and I had to go back in, keep an eye on the motor because of the dementia. And it's just, I suppose, just turning the lock on it and just saying goodbye to a lot of things, dreams you had over 30 odd years. You know, just memories of things that never happened. So this is the poem about it. Dreams buried under the covers, ideas locked in files. Forgotten as the hopes of a lifetime, one by one unwind. Some might still be runners, but the drive's no longer there. Lost over unfulfilled decades beneath the dust of age. I opened them again this morning for the very last time. A moment's glance of remembrance before they're tossed aside. Letters, proposals, projections typed on yellowing page, begged for skipper for shredder to wipe them forever away. Some I could keep to remind me of all that might have been, for turning my back on tomorrow is not where I should now be. The break is to be clean and final as I move on to life's next scene. Better I walk out the door now and turn the lock on 30 years.
What? Yes, it's a good one.
Don Gowell, pretty short one. Fuckle in a war. Ye hoped she had fuckle in a war on a duck or a yen of no whale. Ye hoped she had no gar and no master on a barrel of a hoe no lever. Ye hoped she had no me the war on a scale of a hoe no lasso. Tóchan sé cócht ile na tulla, con a chéad chéan fiog a chasa. Means one little word at the end of it. Takes just one little word to inflict or to undo the damage. Takes just a smile or an insult to open the wound or to stanch it. Takes just a moment of time to take the first step to soothe it. But it takes all the power of the soul to summon the courage to do it. And I'll finish with something completely different altogether. One of my passions in life is football, and it's often down at the bottom end of it anyway. I can work as a football journalist and played and managed teams, and but I have money and everything about it. But I was involved, we set up this club that really put the B in Junior B football anyway, and we had one moment of glory. And this is to Milford's of Limerick anyway, to their football and men. So Milford's football and men, it's called. Get out there and play and make it our day and run them off of their feet. Don't let it be said we drop the head against them bastards from up the street. So we grunted and hissed through the testosterone mist and rattled our studs off the floor and whacked the ball off the dressing room wall before we bounced out through the door. By God did we fight to see ourselves right. We got stuck in straight from the whistle and went in hard with no holds barred as we faced every challenge and tackle. We never let up till we had them hooked and scored a dodgy goal for good measure. And when the red blue, our faces black and blue, could barely contain the pleasure. long into the night, till dawn's early night, we'd drain and refill the cup. Swore blind to each other, there'd be many another memorable victory pissing. But that day never came as we waited in vain. Just a single title was our due. For no trophy came round to sweet Roseland's ground, decked with ribbons of navy and blue. Years they have passed, and the club is now lost. Landor Field Rough Horse's grave, and all that I have is an old photograph to remind me of those summer days. They are standing in line, faces frozen in time, a moment of pride in our wing. So let's lay a glass before memories pass to Milford's football in the Gully Mugger.